With your current implant technique and your supportive approach that you just described, when you do an implant on a man right now who has perfectly normal erectile function to start with, let's say early 50s, what kind of numbers do you give in terms of long-term erectile dysfunction?
Well, we published prospective randomized data on that earlier this year. On the IIEF score, the scores go from 1 to 30, with 30 being perfect erectile function. If a man had a 28 to 30 score at 4 years on the prospective randomized trial, 79% of those men maintained erectile capabilities sufficient for vaginal intercourse without erectogenic assistance. If we looked at men with a score of 24 to 30 and looked at all those comers, about 60% maintained potency. So age, pre-implants, erectile function are the two strongest predictors, along with the dose to the proximal penis. And what we've really been able to do over the course of the last few years is substantially reduce the amount of radiation delivered to the proximal penis. Mac Roach and his group at UCSF were really the first to describe the ramifications of over-irradiation of the proximal penis. Our data has been able to substantiate that.